The president's action represents a major victory for journalists who had staged street demonstrations for a week to protest the media bill. The provision the president rejected would have stripped the media of its right to keep sources confidential. The chairwoman of the East African Foreign Correspondents Association, Tia Goldenberg, tells VOA the journalist's role as a government watchdog would be considerably hindered if the bill was passed.
I think that particularly in Kenya, most of the journalists here rely on whistleblowers, for instance, to reveal them information about the various corruption scandals that have rocked this country. This is just a fundamental for journalists, that we act as watchdogs of the government and we rely on people's information. And even if that information is anonymous, it should be to our discretion to use it or not. And such a bill threatens that.
The parliamentary editor for the Nation Media Group, Owino Opondo, said the media bill was highly controversial.
In my view, as a parliamentary editor, I believe that that was a wise move, because you see a president who listened to the voice of reason. There was a lot of discontent that came with the opposition to this particular bill, not just from the media fraternity, but also from Kenyans, from the civil society, and from lawyers, from people who had read the Nasty Amendment. And it was not going to do any good to the president or the government.
The biggest battle between the Kenyan media and the government occurred last year when heavily armed police broke into a newspaper office, burned the day's issues, destroyed broadcasting equipment, and carried away computers. On an earlier occasion, the First Lady, Lucy Kibaki, stormed into a newspaper office and harassed journalists on the eve of World Press Freedom Day. Still, journalists in Kenya say they feel they have greater freedom now than during the 24-year reign of President Daniel Arap Moi, when journalists were reported to have been kidnapped and tortured. Opondo says greater media freedom allows journalists to uncover many cases of corruption.
You realize issues like the grand corruption that the Nation Media Group has actually exposed. This couldn't have happened, like the Anglo-leasing, going deep in the Anglo-leasing story, which Nation led. This could have happened if we didn't have some semblance of freedom of the media.
The Anglo-leasing scandal is considered a prime example of attempts by corrupt government officials to perpetrate fraud on the Kenyan taxpayer through non-delivery of goods and services and massive overpricing. Arjun Kohli for VOA News, Nairobi.